Hey guys, thanks for joining me, Ravon Smith, here on A Sure Thing, as we head into the last working week of November. Can you believe how quickly this year's gone by? Come next Monday, this time will be 1 December, when already people will start ringing in the Christmas cheer. But as for the last working week of November, checking in on the racing calendar, our first port of call is on Tuesday for racing in KZN. We are racing at Hollywood Beds Gravel. But just as I was about to record the show for the first time, we got news that this race meeting has been moved from the grass onto the poly track, which meant that trainers had until noon in order to put through any voluntary scratchings they might want to put through. And I've waited until noon to re-record the show, and there are quite a few scratchings that have already come to hand. I've jotted them all down. Later on, just check on them again, and tomorrow, just prior to you putting on your perm, make sure you've got them all in order to make an informed decision. And I'm sure there are going to be many more scratchings than there already is as a result of the change of surface. We saw that last week, Monday. Hopefully, the fields won't be as small this time round. Having said that, there are 8 races on the card. The first race gets underway at 12:40. Race 1 also starts the exotics on the tote. And 5 minutes prior to the opener, you need to be on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. So without much further ado, let's get straight into working our way through this particular card. In the opener, there are 3 scratchings, 5 Christmas Cactus, 7 Kissing Master, 13 Double Causeway, all scratched. Christmas Cactus would have been one of the horses I would have gone for, but now it's no longer taking part. Thus, I'm looking no further than number 2, Sword Speed. This horse ran close up second, in fact, finished shorted behind Master Silvano on debut, and everything that could go wrong that day went wrong. Was slow of the mark, lost a length, was green and shifted in running, but for that probably could have even won on debut. Would definitely have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. That form line has also held up nicely. The horse that finished sixth that day, called Pied Piper, has subsequently come out and franked that form line. Here's Sword Speed is well drawn. And with any amount of natural progress to come, to me rates the horse to beat. So I'm going 2 Sword Speed, ahead of 8 Gimme the Gold. 1 Day 2, 4 Red Cardinal. 13:15, the off-time race 2, first leg of the PA. Middle stakes, fillies and mares. 7 runners over 1,600 metres, no scratchings. 5 Gimme Fabulous, 1.82-1. 6 Forward Motion is a 3.57. 4 Ice Rain is a 2-1. Number 2, Limitless Skies at 7.14, 8.33 to 1 and upwards bar those. I'm going for a bit of value here. I like the look of number 2, Limitless Sky. This horse wasn't beaten too far back last time out. Was staying on at the business end of affairs after going up handy. That was over 1,400 metres on the poly. That was a nice comeback run. She raced up handy, which means she'll enjoy the step up to 1,600 metres. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt, and she also should strip fitter, second run after rest. The reason why I like her, she's best weighted, and I do think she has a big chance to bounce back to winning ways in a small field of this nature. So I'm going 2 Limitless Sky, ahead of 3 Hirkomi Boki, 5 Gimme Fabulous, and number 7 Perilla. Race 3, first leg of the Pick 6. Middle stakes, 11 runners over 1,400 metres. There are no scratchings. I'm looking no further than number 10, Claw, from the stable of Adam Azzi. This horse has got solid form lines to its credit. His last run was certainly eye-catching after setting the pace. He was staying on nicely when finishing third, beaten under 1 length by the winner. Yeah, he drops in class. He's also having his peak run, and he should be cherry ripe to bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 10, Claw, to beat number 2, Rooster Bradshaw, 6, Roller the Viking, and 3, Izzy Vivani. Moving on to race 4, leg 1 of Jackpot 1. This race jumps at 14:25. Here you can scratch number 2, Slytherin. That, in fact, was the horse I was going for as my first choice selection, and after that horse got scratched, it was back to the drawing board for me. 5-1 the field, and one of the 5-1 shots that I'm siding with is number 8, Sundays, from the stable of Candace Bass. I remember this horse from Cape Town, always there or thereabout. gets the services of J.C. Buerdes on board. This is an Apprentice Class 5 Benchmark 70. And this horse ran an absolute cracker on debut in KZN last time out. Was running on very nicely in the closing stages. That was on the poly. I do think there's more to come. Hence the reason I'm going with number 8, Sundays. Ahead of 7, Beach Palace. 4, Grand Appeal. And 6, Professor Lupin. Race 5 is leg 1 of Jackpot 2. Couple of scratchings here. 2, Futurelicious. 4, Bermansk. And 6, Sign of Fate. 2, 4, 6 all scratch from race number 5. That reduces the field down to 9 runners. And in race number 5, which I do think is a competitive race, I'm siding with number 9, Lion's Eye. This horse followed up a very good win by finishing close up second last time out. That was a very, very good run. And if you look at the form, you'll also see that this horse is ideally course and distance suited, 1 from 1 over the track and trip. Comes into the race with a nice handy galloping weight of just 54 kilograms. And I do think a repeat of that last run will definitely make him competitive. Sean Veal retains the ride for Stuart Ferry. So it's 9 Lion's Eye to beat 5 Circumbendibus, 3 Mar del Plata, and 8 Cowboy Country. Moving on to race number 6 on the card. Here you can scratch number 1, Gorgeous Girl. And that takes the field down to 10 runners. A Class 4 Fillies and Mares benchmark 82 over 1600. I'm siding here with number 5, Rahaba. This horse is joint second favourite at 4-1 with number 3, Grand Occasion. 9 Rani Tarabai is in fact the favourite at 3.03-1. Now this horse had excuses last time out, clipped heels at about the 100 metre mark. I do remember this horse from Cape Town. This horse always there or thereabout, had one of those never say die attitudes, always was doing the best work late or sitting up handy and then staying on at the business end of affairs. And I do think she will certainly give a very good account of herself. Good to see Serena Moodley retain the ride. If she gets a clear run, I do think that she will be involved in the shake-ups. I'm going 5, Rahaba, ahead of number 3, Grand Occasion. 11, Sally Port. 10, Redo. Race 7, scratched in race 7, is number 2, Down by the River. 9 runners will contest race number 7 on the programme. And here I like number 4, Jazz Festival. One of the joint favourites at 4-1 in the betting. 4, Jazz Festival from the Mark Dixon stable. Good to see Craig Zaki back on board. That was 2 very good runs in its last 2 starts, finishing 2nd on both occasion. The last one was over this distance on the turf. He finished behind Canal Skater, who has subsequently come out and won again. He will be having his peak run here. Got Craig Zaki on board. And I do think that Jazz Festival can go one better. Hence the reason I'm going 4, Jazz Festival, ahead of 5, Red Mountain. 3, Got to Go Eddie. And 7, Karari's Dream. Race 8, the last race on the programme. 16:50 is the off time of race 8. There are no scratchings in race number 8. It's an apprentice maiden plate for fillies and mares, 10 runners. Most people will tell you Field and More. I like the favourite, number 9, Stampede, from the Adam Azzy yard. This horse is at even money. I thought there was a very good last effort, showing good improvement. The horse that finished second on that occasion was a horse called Greatest Hits, who has come out and won since then. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run. Should also strip a whole lot fitter. Back against the goals. That's the reason why I like number 9, Stampede, ahead. And I do think that from a 9 draw, she will jump, she'll sit up handy, and she'll say, come and catch me if you can. So I'm going 9, Stampede, ahead. Ahead of 5, Baltic Assayer. 7, Echo. 6, Roy's Grace. That takes care of our preview for racing at Hollywood Betts Greyville on Tuesday. Don't forget, for the entire week, as a result of Black Friday and Summer Cup on Saturday, a 15% bonus on all deposits up to 30,000 Rand into your Hollywood Bet accounts is what you will get. So all the reason to make that deposit and have your flutter with HollywoodBets.net. For me, Ravon, till next time, you enjoy the racing. Cheers for now.